obviously you wanted to stop the running draws, and you certainly did. Yeah,
I think it was a big game in terms of that. You know, if you draw, or if you get beat, people say you've only won once in six, or the sort of negative stats come out. Now, you look at it, we've played nine games, we've only lost twice. I think if you go into the last three games of last season now, we've played 12 league games, we've won six, drew four and only lost two. So when you start putting it like that, there's a bit of consistency coming at the club. But obviously when you have a result like last week against these five, and a performance, because we weren't at it, you have to go back to the drawing board, really. And we've done that this week in training, and credit to the players, because everything that, without going into too much detail, everything I asked them to do in the game they'd done, and I predicted how the game was going to go, and it's exactly what happened. And so they're the pleasing ones, when the players take you to exactly what you want to do and they deliver a performance. Listen, we didn't, I would imagine Dunfermline had most of the ball. I didn't think there was a lot of shots on target for either team. I think Alan Martin, just before I came out, says he made two saves. Great save for a header at 0-0. But, you know, we've came here and stifled them, and that was part of our plan. You know, we know that the crowd's a wee bit edgier now, that they can get on their backs, and that was all part of our game plan.
And then when you got a chance to get...
Well, we've just missed one just before it. I thought the defender had actually slid in. It was a great... But it just went under Dobbs's feet to hit them on the counter, so... If you want, for Dunfermline, that was a wee bit of a warning that we were still capable of going forward and scoring. And then, great, Lyndon, who I thought was different class in the second half, slides in, win a ball that he's not got right to get. I think it went back to Kai, to Adam Frizzell, who had brought on as a sub. And he's done what you want your subs to do. A great through ball to Josh. And I was close to taking Josh off about 5 minutes before, because he had done that much running. I thought he was knackered. But a great finish, so... It's another wee reminder to the players of what we can do as a team when we're fully at it. Last week was a reminder of what will happen to us as a team if we're not at it. So, I'm delighted with them today, though. I'm really delighted with them. It was a good way to finish the first quarter.
It's good to win without Stephen Dobbie as well, because he obviously had a lot of the attention beforehand.
Yeah.
And he scored a lot of goals, but still.
And probably the first thing he asked when he got in and hasn't he scored is, has Shanklin scored? But what a shift he done for the team. He knew that he wasn't going to have a lot of the ball today. Could easily have sulked, no plenty of his strengths really. And he worked his socks off. He couldn't move it then because of the amount of running he'd done himself. There was a period in the first half, he chased maybe two centre-halves of right back for about 10-15 seconds. Now, he didn't get the ball back, but what it done was it allowed the other 10 to get into shape. Mm-hmm. And then by the time he had done his running, Dunfermline couldn't get into the gaps and break us down. But it all came because he was sprinting about for 10 or 15. And people wouldn't see that. Mm-hmm. You know, they would see us sitting deep or stuff like that. It wasn't like that. So, he without scoring, that's probably as big a role that Stephen's played for the team this season.
And it's created space for others like Josh to come through.
And we want Josh, you know, put him back out in the wing. He'd been playing in the midfield for us for a variety of different reasons in the centre. But we thought David Norman, the lad from Canada, from Vancouver, has been here long enough now. We just thought we had to see what we've got on our hands. And I thought he put in a solid enough 75 minutes. Right?
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Cheers.
Yes, thank you.